Imagine being online and you get a message, possibly an email or through your LinkedIn account, offering you a job for which you never submitted a resume nor interviewed. That was actually the top riskiest scam of last year, according to the Better Business Bureau.
And then all of a sudden they're asked for things that normally employers will ask for, a social security number, a bank account for direct deposit. And then what happens is they'll get a check for what they call startup costs, and then they're told either if they're a secret shopper to go buy things or to buy things for their office, and the check turns out to be fraudulent.
Better Business Bureau of Upstate New York Communications Director Melanie McGovern says the second leading scam was online purchases, websites offering merchandise including severely discounted fashion brands, even sports jerseys, then taking your payment and disappearing from existence. McGovern says some scammers have created high-quality replica website spoofs, so before you click to purchase, copy the web address and run it through the BBB's scam tracker. Even she has used it, and she's glad she did.
I saw a cute bag in my Instagram feed the other day. The first thing I did is I went to BBB.org and I typed in that web address and it came up with an F. So Melanie will not be buying that bag. But yeah, you know, you see things, they look, these ads look slick, they look legitimate. There's comments from people saying, I love this bag, it came right away.
Even the positive feedback online, she warns, could be part of the scam. Home improvements, advance fee loans, supposed government grants, and online romance are also among the top 10 scams carried out last year. To utilize Scam Tracker or report a scam, go to BBB.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.